Secretary of State John Husted says he's heard the stories about possible voter fraud and it bothers him. That's why he says he's worked with election boards in all of Ohio's 88 counties and has released the state's first ever voter fraud report.
Frankly, it concerns me with some of the hyperbole that would circulate around these issues that some of those unsubstantiated claims left unchecked would become conventional wisdom.
Husted says one case of voter fraud is too many. But he says the fact is, voter fraud is not rampant in Ohio, and the numbers bear that out. He says more than 5.6 million Ohio voters voted in the November election. And out of that, a total of 135 possible cases of voter fraud have been referred to law enforcement for possible charges.
Also based on the reports from the counties, no voters were denied ballots and zero referrals have been made as a result of voters claiming suppression.
Cuyahoga County, the state's largest, leads the state in the number of ballots that are possibly fraudulent. 15 cases have been referred to law enforcement officials in that county. But close behind is Delaware County. 13 questionable ballots have been referred to police there. Hamilton, Erie, and Medina counties all have 10 referrals. Husted says his experience with this process has led him to issue a directive requiring all registered voters have actual street addresses.
There were a number of voters who were registered at an address that was not a street address. It was either a post office box at the United States Postal Service or a rental box that they may have used at a private company, say, for example, a UPS location. Under Ohio law, you can't register to vote from a non-residential address. And so we are issuing a directive today that will require the boards of election to put new safeguards in place to ensure that all voter registration addresses are indeed residential. This will help prevent the chance of fraud in the future, and it also, most importantly, is in compliance with Ohio law.
Husted says he's asking the legislature to approve new technology for his office that will help better detect possible voting irregularities in the future. He says the safeguards that are already in place have worked in the majority of cases, but he thinks the new technology would make it even easier to detect problems. He also wants more states to participate in the Interstate Cross-Check Program that helped find some of the existing cases that are being referred to law enforcement. Husted says there are some questions about whether illegal immigrants might have cast ballots, and he says those cases are in the process of being scrutinized. But the bottom line is, he says there's no reason for Ohioans to distrust the voting system in Ohio.
We now have some facts to better inform the debate regarding voter fraud, election administration, and the policies that surround our elections in the state of Ohio. Another point that I want to make is that if you cheat, you will get caught, and we will hold you accountable. To the vast majority of voters who did it the right way in the state of Ohio, and I say the vast majority of voters, that your vote will not be diluted by the people who've cheated, and we are working smarter every day to uphold the integrity of our election system and your vote.
Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.